You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. There is a lot of good out there in this economy. Witness, just as today's example, the report we got this morning on retail sales, unexpectedly up. Consumers generally feeling good. Businesses feeling real good. See also those corporate earnings reports we've been telling you about this week. But inflation, the Delta variant, our politics too, and whether there might be more support or investment coming in this economy. So we will get a little ground truth here in the next six or so minutes. Neela Richardson is at ADP. Jordan Holman is at Bloomberg. Hey, you two.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, so Jordan, let me start with you and retail sales. Down the previous report, up this time. Were you surprised? I mean, this is your beat.
Yeah, I mean, so many retail chiefs are saying there's pent-up demand, people are ready to spend, and we even see, you know, more people go on vacations on Instagram and all that kind of stuff. So that is definitely adding to the upness of this report. And a lot of people are spending more on services, and we're seeing sectors that were dormant, like clothing, restaurants, really come back online. But as consumers are going out in the world more, they are seeing higher prices for items and they're taking notice. And so that's really the next step of this conversation of how retailers are being able to gauge. It's great that people are spending, but they have to raise prices and they have to talk to them and give reasons. But, you know, consumers aren't happy with that.
Right. So hold that thought on inflation for a second. And Neela, I want to get a sense from you. And you and I have talked about this many times in the years you've been coming on this program, the reliance on consumers in this economy. How are you surprised it's back on us already, even after the pandemic? I mean, we had virus relief, you know, to the tune of trillions of dollars, but somehow now we're all back at looking at consumers.
Consumers never go away. They're always the anchor of the economy. And I think Jordan makes a number of important points, mainly that consumers' behavior is shifting back in normal ways towards clothing. We've always done electronics during the pandemic. They were vital communication when we couldn't see our friends and family. But if I could drop a little math on a Friday afternoon, and I apologize for doing so.
If you must, go ahead.
Retail sales are prices times quantity. And we've seen prices go up much faster than consumer spending. And that's an issue because that means in real terms, spending actually looked to decline last month. And that suggests that growth may slow in future quarters.
All right. So we're going to get back to two things. Inflation, which we'll hit now, Jordan, hang on a second, and also growth slowing. But look, Jordan, you talk to these retail CEOs, you talk to the people who make the decisions. What are they thinking as they start thinking about raising prices for consumers? Because as you said, consumers are noticing, right? I mean, you know, gas prices are a foot tall and we drive by them every day. What are retail CEOs thinking?
So retail CEOs realize that they have to give explanations for why this is happening. So when I talk to them, they mention that raw materials, the prices of raw materials is going up, or it's more expensive to get their products from the ports, or they're really doing their best to not pass cost on to the consumers. But a lot of the stores will say, well, if a national retailer raises their prices, we have to go and sue. So that's kind of the explanation. But for shoppers, it's really already hitting them. You know, we kind of throw the phrase inflation around. But, you know, if you want to see what it really looks like in reality to consumers, you look at something like the price of diapers, which is that's non-discretionary. Parents need to have that. And that's gone up 14% year over year. So that's hundreds more dollars that families are having to spend on some of these items as this economy reopens.
All right, Sunila, look, let me get you back to this growth thing. And I want to point out the Delta variant is making life difficult in a lot of places in this country, including here in Los Angeles, which we'll hear about later in the program. Am I out of line if I say that the virus is reasserting itself in this economy? Do you buy that?
Well, the pandemic as a driver of growth has never gone away, right? Yeah. So when we saw an acceleration of cases, growth was on its heels, it slowed, it was a downturn. When we saw cases ebb, growth has accelerated as the economy reopens. And now the risk is that this variant will have some legs, hopefully not, and I stress, underline that sentence. But if it does, that means the pandemic is now reexerting itself. in terms of the reopening process right when things were getting back to normal. So something to watch and be very wary of as we look through the second quarter, which we expect to be a high growth quarter, to the third quarter, where the momentum of the economy already looks to be slowing a bit.
Yeah, and that's frankly not a thing you want to hear. So, Jordan, one more thing on retail sales, and then I'm going to move off it. This idea of inflation being transitory, which Chair Powell repeated again during his 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill this week, is there any chance that retailers hold off and say, you know what, we're not going to do anything for a little while yet, or are they just going to say, look, we got to make our numbers and we got to raise prices? I'm really sorry.
Yeah, you know, big retailers, they're always trying to impress investors. And, and the reason for raising prices is to protect their margins. So at the end of the day, that is something that they're thinking about. And that's why you're already starting to see prices change on items. You know, when I talk to retail chiefs, they do try to stress that they're not passing prices on to the consumer. But in reality, you know, they have bills to pay as well.
Right.
But also to Neela's point that she mentioned earlier, with the slowdown that we might be seeing, especially going into this time as the economy's reopening, we're really going to see this test in the back to school shopping season, which we're actually in right now. So parents might start seeing, you know, prices on items that kids really need. And so that's just going to be a test as we talk about inflation.
Yeah, man, are we already in back-to-school shopping? Holy cow. Hey, so Neela, I mentioned Chair Powell. Seems only fair to mention his predecessor, who now happens to be the Secretary of the Treasury. She was out this week, Secretary Yellen was, making the rounds on mostly child tax credit. But one of the interviews of her that I saw or listened to, I forget which one, somebody asked her what she's watching, what she's paying attention to know whether or not inflation is going to be transitory in this economy. And I'm going to put the same question to you. You're the trained economist on the panel. What are you looking at?
Well, Yellen is more trained, to be clear.
She's just older, Neela. She's just older. Come on.
And Yellen is a labor economist.
That's
very important to underscore. So I would assume she's watching. I didn't hear the interview, but I assume she's watching what I'm watching, which is wages. Wage push inflation. We haven't seen wages meaningfully play a role in inflation in like three decades, Kai. And so if we see an acceleration of wages, if labor shortages are not temporary, as I expect, but more permanent, we might see employers continue to increase wages, increase pay, but then pass on those costs to consumers. And that leads to the very high prices or higher prices that Jordan spoke of heading into September in the fall. I really think that September is a watershed month for the economy. That's when I think a lot of the bottlenecks ease, but it is the proof in the pudding that the economy is really sustainable.
Yeah, September is also, I think, when extra unemployment benefits run out for the states that haven't stopped it already. So that's going to be tell there
That's
as well.
Right.
Yeah. Neela Richardson at ADP, Jordan Holman at Bloomberg on a Friday afternoon talking inflation and retail and all the things in this economy. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, Kai.
Have a nice weekend. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.